The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Peter was one of the greatest saints who ever lived, a saint of legendary stature, the first ever pope, admired and loved the world over, but don't ever forget that St. Peter was a broken and a flawed soul. In fact, you could argue that Peter was worse than any of us gathered here this morning. Because Peter's guilty of what I like to call the greatest failure in human history. When Jesus was on trial for his life, Peter could have saved him, but didn't. And not only did Peter deny him, he denied him deliberately. And he deliberately denied him three times in all of human history. No matter what may ever happen, there will never again be a failure so spectacular on so grand a stage with such astonishing consequences as that. The greatest failure in human history. But you know something? Peter teaches us something. Peter teaches us that with God, nothing is ever wasted or ever lost. Peter teaches us to place our failures into God's hands, as he did, in confidence and in faith, no matter what has happened, place it into God's hands, because with God, nothing is ever wasted or ever lost. That's what Peter teaches us. Not personal weakness, as in the case of St. Peter, because God makes good out of it. Not even deliberate malice. Now understand, people have a hard time forgiving themselves for their personal failures, but sometimes it's almost impossible for people to forgive themselves of their deliberate malice. But even that, placed in God's hands, brings about good. Think about the Pharaoh of Egypt. Think about the Roman soldiers who nailed Christ to the cross. Deliberate malice. And they didn't repent, but you know what? God used even their deliberate malice to bring about a greater blessing. The freedom of his people from slavery, the redemption of all of us from our sins. The only thing that happens to an unrepentant soul who sins in deliberate malice is that he calls down a judgment on his own head. But God uses even that for the greater good. And then there are many people who sinned out of deliberate malice, but they later repented. You know, think about St. Augustine, think about Mary Magdalene, think about Margaret of Cortona. There's dozens and dozens of examples. Even that, God uses to bring about a greater good. If you'll place it faithfully and trustingly in his hands, nothing is ever wasted. I heard a story about an artist who found a broken porcelain vase on the roadside, thrown out with the trash. He looked at it, said to himself, this is some quality stuff. He It turns out some boy had thrown a basketball and, you know, broken the vase beyond repair, so they threw the thing out. And the man saw the vase, he says, "This is great stuff." He took the vase, refashioned it into a mosaic, and he sold it on eBay for $12,000. True story. That's what God does. Nothing is beyond his creative power. Jesus chose St. Peter because he failed. St. John, the beloved apostle, you know, he was holier, and maybe he would have made a lot of great decisions, but Peter knew what it was like to fail in weakness, and that's exactly who Jesus needed to head up his church. They say that Peter, tradition tells us, had furrows in his cheeks from having wept for what he had done, but God made it work for the good. And today we remember St. Peter not as a weak coward or as one who betrayed Christ. We remember him only for his strength, such as God's power. St. Teresa of Avila, they say, used to stand outside the confessional. And after her religious sisters had gone to confession, she would grasp them by the shoulders, look them in the eye, and tell them one by one, "Now, begin again. Take your broken pieces, put them in God's hands, and begin again." And we'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. St. Rita of Cascia, pray for us.